Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Stock picking has become harder because there are far fewer stocks to pick.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Fund managers who are in the business of picking stocks are finding their job more difficult. That's because, according to the Wall Street Journal, in less than two decades, more than half of all publicly traded companies have disappeared. As a result, many stock pickers have been underperforming the market, and the Wall Street Journal says the shrinking number of companies should make all investors more skeptical about trendy investment strategies claiming to beat the markets. Joining us is Wall Street Journal Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig. Jason, if you could, please give us some numbers. They're pretty stark. About how many publicly traded firms were there in late 1997, and how many are there today?
Well, yeah. 20 years ago, there were just under 7,400 publicly traded companies in the U.S., and today we're down to slightly under 3,600. So over half have disappeared over that time.
And the numbers are also pretty glaring for smaller company stocks, too, because that's what a lot of portfolio managers pick.
Yeah, exactly. Going back 20 years, there were roughly 6,500 small stocks and so-called micro-cap or tiny stocks. Today, those numbers are under 3,100.
Why are there fewer stocks around today?
Well, there's a bunch of reasons. A lot of companies have such high access to venture capital and other private forms of funding that they're staying private longer and choosing not to go public. Other companies, small companies in particular, are either deciding not to go public in the first place or not to stay public because of the costs of regulation and, some might say, the costs of complying with short-term tendencies on Wall Street. And, of course, also there are a lot of private equity or buyout funds that are taking companies off the market. And the IPO market that normally generates substantial numbers of public offerings, at least in recent years, has not been robust enough to replace the companies that are disappearing.
Jason, why exactly does this make it more difficult for portfolio managers to pick winners and losers?
Well, there's a couple things to think about. One is that historically, active fund managers, stock pickers, have tended to do better in years when small stocks have outperformed large stocks. And to the extent that there are fewer small stocks, that becomes a little more difficult. Secondly, if you're picking among small stocks and you have fewer of them to pick among, your job becomes a lot more competitive, and that market most likely has become more efficient as a result, making it harder to outperform.
When you say harder to outperform, this means some sort of index like a small cap index?
Yeah, exactly. If you're trying to beat that market, you have to recognize that there are more people competing for fewer stocks, which drives up the price of all of them, but also makes it harder for any one manager to outperform.
I'm speaking with Jason Zweig. He is the Intelligent Investor columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're talking about stock picking becoming much more difficult because of the fact that there are far fewer companies. Jason, why don't you tell us about one manager, I believe his name is Eric Cinnamon, who actually shut down his fund.
Yeah, that's correct. Last June or July, Eric Cinnamon, who's a very well-regarded portfolio manager in small stocks, shut his fund down and gave his investors their money back. As a result, he says, of no longer being able to find enough small companies attractive enough for him to feel they were worth buying. And at the time he shut the fund down, it was effectively 90% in cash. He owned very few stocks and was having a really hard time, he says, finding new ones worth buying.
So were the prices just too high?
Yeah, he said that, you know, he has very strict value criteria. He likes to see companies that are statistically cheap on a variety of measures and was no longer able to find enough of those to make it worthwhile to keep the fund open, he felt.
You talked to one analyst who said, according to your column, the evaporation of thousands of companies may have one enduring result, however, and it could catch many investors by surprise.
Yeah, it's something that's actually very simple to explain. Almost all historical measures of stock return, including those that investment strategies are based on, using the past as a way to predict the future, derive from a period of stock market history in which there were twice as many stocks as there are now.
Yeah.
So we go from a period where essentially everything you look at has a lot of statistical significance because it's based on a sample of over 7,000 stocks, in many cases even more than that. And if you cut the sample size in half, you reduce the statistical power of your results. But more importantly, you change the nature of the measurement base. So anyone who looks at past returns as being really predictive of the future could really be falling into a logical trap.
Well, then what does one use for research?
Well, you have to – obviously, you have to rely on the past. It's the only real guide we have. But I think it's more important than ever to take it with maybe not even a grain of salt, but but maybe the entire salt mine. Because, look, if somebody's selling you the success of some strategy that was tested on a universe of 7,000 stocks and suggesting you use it in a universe of 3,000 stocks, you might ask whether maybe it worked better on the 4,000 that no longer exist than it's going to on the 3,000 that are still with us. And that's really important for people to think about. I think it just means that you can't bank on these strategies as if they were somehow carved in stone.
Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks. Great to be with you, Charlie.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.